Dear friends, it is my suspicion that many of us would find difficult to follow the argument, the line of argument of the Apostle St. Paul in the first reading of today. It is a strange way of arguing because he's presenting reasons based on the scripture. The standard for himself and for his readers was the scripture. More or less, as we have as a standard scientific knowledge nowadays, spontaneously, when discussion arises, we tend to clarify the terms and to look for the nature of things and then to seek the basic laws that govern the actions and the mutual influences of the beings involved. That's a scientific way of approaching problems, and that's what we spontaneously wait when someone is about to tell us an argument, a reason for something. The very foundation of our society is nowadays in scientific knowledge, and we expect that sort of explanation. Even if it is only a mental experiment, it is indeed so interesting to go to a different framework. And that's what we find in the Holy Scripture. The Apostle is presenting the gift of salvation, and the basis for that argument is not the nature of human being, but what the Scripture says. In fact, what he is trying to defend is that we share Abraham's heritage not mainly through flesh and blood, but partaking the same act of faith he made. If we are close to Abraham, it's not because of the blood and the flesh. It is because we can believe as he did. And it is great. It is a great point what the apostle is making. Because if the reason to be close to Abraham is believing, that reason is valid either you are a pagan or a Jew. In both cases, you can believe and you can have full faith in God. There is no exclusion. The point he's making is presenting the essence of Abraham's justification. He was not justified because of something in his flesh or something as obedience to the law. He was justified because he believed. That's what the scripture says. And if the scripture is telling us this, well, we do know for sure that we can partake in the same act. We can do the same. If the only way of being close to Abraham was to belong to his descendants, to be part of his blood and flesh, well, we pagans, we who come from a pagan background, we had no hope really, because that's not our father. But if the central point in the life of Abraham was believing, and I am able to believe as I hear the word of the Lord, then I can share the same heritage of Abraham. This is a rock-solid argument, and the apostle is really telling us what matters is not what family you come from. What matters is what family you will belong to. It's not the family of your past. It's the family of your future. And the family of your future is determined by the act of faith, by the complete trust you put in God. Praise to the Lord.